Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Herbie. ILL.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago. Middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Thanks for hanging out. Hope your day is going well. Hope you're enjoying this nice bit of weather that we've had over the last 3 days. Last night, man, it was great. I was watching all of the sports-a-roo, and I realized, because I play chess now like 2 hours a day after the show, it's like I've been inside for a big chunk of time today. So I went and sat outside on the patio and played chess. Crisp. Got a good little mixtape off of SoundCloud. Just kick back. Made a couple opponents resign. Why should we waste each other's time? You're going to lose. Let's get out of here. I'm actually not doing very well at all. But I think I'm getting better.
They resign?
Yeah, you can resign in chess. You can be like, I quit.
It's. I guess that's part of chess, right?
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan. I know games would last hours and hours and hours.
No, I mean, it's a 10-minute game, so it does make it a little bit weird. You have 10 minutes to make all of your moves.
That's weird.
So, yes, it's a little weird that people would resign, but if you don't see a path to victory, you're like, well, let me just take the bump in points and move on.
Well, that's what's wrong with this generation.
Yeah, Herbie, that's for me, I always think I can win. It's one of the things that makes me a lesser chess player. When I was younger, lose the queen early in the game because I'm stupid? Not a problem. We'll figure a way to make things hurt in another way.
Get your pawn over there. Get a new queen.
Sure, you can run all the way down the ranks and get yourself a queen that way. But no, I'm like, I got rooks. I got knights. Let's party. But some people, like, as soon as they lose the queen, like, you make a blunder and you lose the queen, like, that's it. They resign. Yesterday, I just had someone in a pickle. I was probably 3 moves away, and they were just like, screw it. So, you know, you do what you can. I enjoy playing again, which is fun. But last night was great. Like, the weather was just perfect. I'm just sitting out there on the patio, just comfortable. Doing my thing. If it's cool enough, if it's warm enough tonight, I'll probably do the same thing. I play like 10 games a night. Like for real, for real. It hasn't quite become a problem, but it's getting close. Getting close. Meanwhile, while I was doing that, I was also checking out what was going on Twitter, hearing what people were saying. In this video, Brett Behrens put it out, who works down there in Champaign, of Brett Bielema, no relation, we're talking about the roster constraints and some of the issues that have been left by his predecessor and the lack of the lack of real talent on the Illini roster. Now, before we hear from Brett, there's a couple things that I would like to say. One, we know that Lovie didn't do a great job with talent procurement in Champaign. How do we know this? He was fired. And Brett was hired because seemingly he would be able to improve upon that. In that case, it's too soon to judge whether or not Brett Bielema has done it because he really had half of a recruiting class or whatever to get in there. The other part is everyone who, whether you hit me up on Twitter last night or you are hiding in the tech zone, this is a bigger statement, but it seems to happen a lot with Illinois whenever we talk about Illinois athletics. You need to stop taking things so personally, like as an attack on Illini football or basketball when we discuss some of these issues. And what I think is the lamest argument is, well, you're not here. It's really lame to think that because you have proximity to Champaign Urbana, that is going to somehow give you a better understanding of what's going on inside the program. I understand that this is your team and you don't want people talking bad about your team. Your coach made a misstep yesterday. It doesn't have to define his head coaching ability for the rest of his tenure down there. But he made a misstep. And it's unfortunate. And it seemed cruel to me. If you haven't heard it, this is Brett Bielema talking about what was there when he got there. I'll talk about how I feel about it on the other side.
I just know this. As a head coach, you're only as good as your roster, right? I kind of learned that the first time I went to the Kentucky Derby, right? Nobody was betting on the jockeys. Everybody was betting on the horses, right? So, to win a derby, you got to have the right horse, and I think our players are going to be a reflection of what our program stands for. And I stood at the front of the room last year when I took over and said everybody is invited back because of COVID. They gave me the opportunity to do that. But as this roster continues to transition, I've got to make tough decisions. Players have to make decisions, the roster is going to have to change to get to where we want to be to win a championship. So I recognize that probably. Midway through the spring last year, through the summer, just certain positions haven't maybe played out the way they envisioned them to. In particular, the offensive line. I don't believe we have a player in the two deep that they've recruited here over the last 3 years that is really significantly doing anything for us in the playing department. That's a major concern, right? So that's something that we have to do. Top two quarterbacks that have played to this point are both transfers, right? So there hasn't been any development at that position that is significantly playing right now. Isaiah was that guy, but he's obviously playing a wide receiver position in Deuce. So defensively, we knew there was going to be an evolution just kind of on the style of defense that we played. We got to definitely get a lot of bigger bodies, I believe, up front to get what we want to get done to play in this league at a consistent level.
Here's why I think that's cruel. Because it's a slap at the people that are working hard for you, that Brett himself has said are working hard for him down there in Champaign. It also comes off like an excuse. And it's an excuse without an accusation. Anyone that's paid any sort of attention to Illini football over the last decade or half decade can tell you that what he inherited was a mess. Now, if we're talking about that from the standpoint of the outsider, we can all understand that this is a big job that he has to do to get Illini football to a level of relevancy that is going to make the fan base happy and is going to keep him employed. But it comes off as a guy who's looking for a defense on why his team hasn't achieved anything this year outside of opening weekend. I'm trying to figure out who are the people that are holding Illini football under Brett Bielema in his first year post-COVID to a standard to which he feels it necessary to defend himself by bus-tossing his players. The other part that I fundamentally have a problem with, and even if you're an Illini defender, you should have a problem with, the quote of, you're only as good as your roster. That's weak sauce, man. There is enough evidence throughout the landscape of college football of two-star recruits who turn out to be solid players, starters for you in year 3 and 4 of their career. There are three-star recruits that end up playing in the NFL. There are one-star recruits who end up playing to a three-star level by the time that they're at the end. This seems to me like him abdicating his responsibility in bringing along players. If you're only as good as your roster, then what are they paying you $4 million a year for? If that's the case, then the university would be better off putting all of their money into recruiting and then let me coach the team. You're supposed to have an expertise that goes beyond getting people to sign on the dotted line and come to Champaign. Coaches love to, when it suits them, talk about this from an education standpoint. They love to talk about themselves as educators. Some actually are. But if you're telling me that you can't get, in this case, a student from where they are to where you want them to be, that might mean that there's a bigger problem with you and your style. As I'm listening to it, and I know that people love to kind of put on the cloak of toughness, and this is tough love. As an educator, I'll use quasi. As a quasi-educator, obviously there are times when you need to push a student. Or in the case of Bielema, push a player. None of that has to happen publicly. It's a bad idea to do it in class. And it's a bad idea to do it in front of a microphone. The other thing that I kept thinking was, what if I'm one of these guys' parents? I'm mad frustrated.
I was thinking about one guy that we know particularly here at the Score has a son down there at University of Illinois and particularly was talking about his class.
Yep.
And that's Olin Krutz.
So Olin got to show up in two places this week. He got to show up in Green Bay underneath the light as Aaron Rodgers is walking to his car. And apparently he has to show up in Champaign. Now, Olin would, I think I know Olin well enough to say that he and his son are all right with it. Olin's got a bit of a tough love thing.
And I'm sure he'd have been fine if Brett would have said this to him privately.
Yes, it probably would have been a better choice to say it privately.
Yeah, you're not meeting our expectations right now.
But
raise it up.
But you also drop that whole COVID thing. Oh, well, you know, I kind of had to give these guys their shot to play because of COVID.
He didn't have to.
He really didn't.
And then they bragged about it. We got the most super seniors coming back.
Correct. That's the problem. Brett's been on this show twice since becoming the Illini head coach. I've been impressed with him both times that we've had conversations. And I thought that he made a really good pitch to go down there and play. I just think that for me, maybe not for you, but for me, it's easy for me to put myself in the place of that player, to put myself in the place of that parent of a player. And just colleague to colleague, educator to educator, what he did was unnecessarily cruel. So now you're going to go, well, how should he have done it, Lawrence? Great. I'm glad you asked that question that you didn't ask. He very easily could have just said, we're not where we want to be right now, but I have a lot of confidence in our staff to get us exactly what it is that we need. And these players are trying as hard as possible to get there. I've got to do a better job. When we're talking about professional athletes, like I'm pretty careful now even talking in what happens inside of a game about college athletes. Some of that has to do with my experience in dealing with students who are 18 to 23 years old. And I've had a bunch of vets that have come back and have been a part of my class too, which I appreciate. Those, especially the last 2 years. And I know that people will probably take this word and run with it. Our students have simultaneously shown a tremendous amount of resiliency over the last 2 years. What they've been asked to do has been damn near impossible. I honestly get emotional thinking about it because of what we did. If you go back, I remember when everything started with COVID. It was right before my quarter to teach at DePaul. And we got pulled into a room and we were like, the whole curriculum has to go online. And that put a tremendous strain on all of the people that had to create their classes and change them. But it put more of a strain on students and their parents because you had some people who had to go back home. You had some people who didn't have what they needed from the standpoint of Wi-Fi that they had to navigate, along with maybe they lost their jobs. Like all of this stuff that we, and for the most part, I thought that our students, whether you're talking about grad students all the way down to pre-K, I think that they've done a better job than we have, than adults have done with it. And I feel like we should be patting all of them on the back for what we threw at them and their ability to adapt to it. Now you add in football, this stuff is impossible, man. To me, it's a matter of, I don't think that he showed the players that are in his program, right or wrong, good or bad, enough respect for the job that they are doing. And clearly, it's not good enough. That's why you have the job. But we can't allow Brett Bielema to punt here. You're six games in, and you're already blaming the old coach? That's weak. And putting the kids up as a way to defend yourself, I think is pretty weak too. So that's all I wanted to say about it. That there was a better way to do what he did yesterday. And let's also give the public credit for understanding that someone had been fired because they were ineffective. You've been brought in with the idea that you're going to be more effective. And most, if not all, people who are even spectators of Illini football understand that it's going to take time. So give us the credit of understanding that this is a process. And we all know, even as sad as it is, that you're going to run some of these guys off. That you're not going to honor their scholarships, air quotes, that you're going to suggest that people land in the transfer portal. We get it. But to kick them in the butt on the way out the door is whack. And stuff like that needs to be called out. even as I say that there was a tremendous amount of resiliency with our students all the way from grad school to pre-K, there's still a fragility that goes with being at that point in your life. And it's the goal of every educator and everyone in leadership to try and bolster those young men and women. And that should be a part of it, because football coaches often want to talk about being, and basketball coaches want to talk about being educators. That's a part of it. And none of that has to be public. None of it. In the context of like tough love, hard coaching, like all of that stuff, I'm with it in private. Or in the context of a game or a practice where you're trying to drill something home to a player. And even if there's an issue of effort, that needs to be addressed with the player. And you don't have to do it publicly. Or if you want to do it publicly, as long as you did it privately, I'm for the most part good with it. These are still kids. And stuff like this hurts. They are not professionals, even though college football has been professionalized. And like I said to Dan and Layla, from the feedback I got from some people via the text line or via Twitter, it's clear to me that there's also a bigger problem. And that's that youth coaches and high school coaches are not as good as they could be. Because a lot of us, not me, I feel like I've had wonderful coaches who've been, have known when to push the button on me and when to pull back. There seems to be a lot of screaming is coaching, ranting is coaching, that people believe makes people champions. And I don't think that that has to be the case. So good luck to Brett. I hope that he comes on the show again. I enjoy talking with him. I just think that he had a really bad day yesterday. And I would understand anyone, whether it's the players, the parents of those players, educators down there in Champaign, administrators, or anyone else in the football intelligentsia that's like, could have done that differently. Back after this on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Just a couple of personal text messages that have come in. Afia said that she is ordering the most expensive thing wherever it is that we go on Friday. We also have a long-standing bet that I lost, so I have to pay for everything, like, in perpetuity. You know why I lost, Herbie?
Why?
Because I bet the U.S. men's national team would beat Ghana in soccer.
I mean, that was dumb in the first place.
It was really dumb.
After you said U.S. men's and then soccer, cash your money in. Why are we terrible at soccer? God.
I mean, we're getting better, I think.
We've been getting better since I've been born.
That's true. It's going to take over. But, so yeah, since Afia and her people are from Ghana, she was like, black stars all day. And I was like, we going to win. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. So now I have to pay for everything, like forever, ever. Like, this was a World Cup. I want to say this was World Cup in 14. And I've been paying for meals and drinks since.
Well, U.S. men made a World Cup? It's been a minute.
Wow. That's rough.
We're terrible.
We really are. We should be better.
Remember we're like really happy we made like the second round? We threw parties like it was going to the final of the World Cup.
Meanwhile, the women are out here just slaughtering everybody. Just
and like disappointment God, when they come in second
correct,
place.
Correct.
It's like, U.S. women.
U.S. women, are they falling apart?
Too much standing up for freedom. They don't like that.
They've had a tradition since what, the 94 World Cup of just being incredible. And we're just like, yeah, better win a goal all the time or else. Or else what? What happens with the men? We just throw our hands up and go, it's got to get better sometime. Is there another Bradley around that could coach him?
I mean, is it like Freddie Adu or is it Dempsey or the, was it Pulisic or whatever his name?
Pulisic.
That guy. The next guy is going to take us to the depths of being a CONCACAF champion to actually winning a World Cup. That's never going to happen.
Well, the good thing for me is that I got a Black Stars kit out of the whole deal. So that was the trade-off. Like, I got a Black Star kit, but I have to pay for everything. So, and then
you should.
Leisure was making fun of me because of my, I got rooks, I got knights, let's party. Hey, man, I'll fight you. Here's how I feel. I know now we're talking about soccer and chess on the score.
Sports.
Great.
Those are sports, great. Kind of ish. Just like this one.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Let's not do the hockey if the Blackhawks are going to do hockey like that, like they did last night. But my whole thing is I'm going to win. I'm going to keep playing because I always think that I can win. And if it gets to the point where it's just the king running around the board, I'm going to try to play you for a draw. I'm going to try to work my way into a draw. But I do kind of, I will say that it's good for the ego when an opponent resigns. I was like, ha ha, you have resigned because I have bested you at chess, sir. Take that. I don't know what accent I just did. I don't know where what that was.
It was weird. It was kind of like old school English.
Right. Not old English, because that's malt liquor.
Take that. I've bested you. You sound like the black nerd from the old Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Yes.
When he went to go and see the Star Wars, and there's a black nerd there trying to mess up their whole thing. I think he was a Narnia nerd.
I have bested you, sir, on the field of battle of 64 squares. So that'll be me after the show today. I'll be, well, actually, I'm interviewing Cap for House of L. But then after that, it'll be me playing chess.
You could say take that there, too.
Yes, I could. Hashtag take that. Didn't he steal that from Puffy? I feel like he did. I'm going to ask, does he know who Puffy is? These are the things I'm going to ask Cap for his sit down on House of L. The thing that we were talking about at the end, where I was talking about Bielema and like youth coaching. I don't want you to think that I don't appreciate anyone who volunteers to youth coach, because clearly we need more people. And sometimes what we get stuck with are people who don't have a ton of experience, and they kind of perpetuate some of the bad youth coaching that they got, and they think that that's the only way that you can coach. And this will lead us down the rabbit hole of us talking about how it's hard to play like neighborhood and city stuff now because travel teams have become so prevalent and parents are spending thousands and thousands of dollars because they have been made to believe that their kid is going to get a scholarship. HBO Real Sports did an incredible story on this a couple years ago where they followed a group of parents where they were spending $80,000, $90,000 a year for travel ball and some of these places that have exploded where you can go and play baseball at these places. There's whole cities that have popped up because they are oases. Oases? I said, maybe you're gonna be the one to change me. And after all, everybody, you're my wonderwall. Anyway, so they have these places where people can go, and they're just these complexes where people end up spending thousands of dollars because they believe that their child is on track to be a scholarship athlete or pro athlete. And I don't want to besmirch people who are out there with the right intention. You know, you're out there and you're just trying to have kids enjoy the game and teach them a couple of rules. I always think it's hilarious when you see like videos of like 5-year-olds playing soccer. It's great because they're just like bumping into each other, falling down, laughing, running around. I tell you, man, I know that there's a whole song, you know, I believe the children are the future. Randy Watson sang it. I remember that. The kids seem to get it right. And what I don't understand is why we don't, like, we're supposed to be teaching them, but every time I run into young people or students, they seem to have a better grasp of things than we do as adults. You ever see kids just play sports? They're happy as hell. They're just happy. Once we start introducing the concept of winning and losing as we get higher and higher up, that's when kids end up getting broken by sports. But for the most part, they're just happy to be up and active and hanging out with their friends. And now I got to go 500 miles with Becky and Avery to some tournament in Ohio. And I got to pay. How are y'all paying for this? I don't have kids. How are y'all paying for this? I don't know if we'll have time tomorrow, but maybe No, I guess not Friday. At some point, we should have a conversation about this with parents. Like, we should just allow them, like, a space to vent about how much money they're spending on youth sports.
And also a mirror.
Why are we giving them a mirror?
Look at themselves. Look at their spouse. Look at their child. That kid's not making it to the pros.
Are you saying do a DNA inspection? And
yes.
Be like, look at your DNA. Look at my DNA. There's nothing in here that says blank.
I'm 5'10". Courtney's 5'7". My kid's not playing basketball. Well, if he wants to play basketball, cool. But he's not going to play professionally anywhere.
What if she's a great point guard?
She's not going to probably play professionally. More likely than not, she's not going to play professionally. What I'm not going to spend is money on this kid to go other places to play basketball. For what? If this kid wants to play, I'll put him in the local tournament.
But see, those are drying up too. That's part of the problem. That a lot of the old school places where kids could go and be a part of something local, like there's nothing in it. And then they have kids that are willing to pay money to go be in the tournament in Ohio or Indianapolis. Like that's one of those places where it's become kind of a haven for some of this stuff. They're spending money. So there's no more of the local team. Kids are some of the good kids are not even on the local team. Because, like, why would I be here? I have to go face the best competition. I've got to specialize.
And they probably don't get it from themselves. They probably get it from coaches and parents. But I remember just being the happiest when there was a game going on later on that day. I get to see my people.
Yes.
We get to compete. And we go home. We enjoy life. Otherwise, like, I feel like those parents, and I'm sorry if I'm speaking about you, are putting their thoughts and their dreams on these kids instead of, hey, you want to play that sport, play it. And if you're good, you yourself have to put in the time to do the extra work, not me putting in extra money to make you good.
Well, I think that there has to be a balance. It's not zero sum. The parents should, if they have a kid that shows that they've got ability and they've got drive, then yes, you should invest. But let someone who's skilled and isn't dependent on your money to tell you that your child has a chance. Like, let your high school coach who isn't also running a travel league give you an idea of how good your child is before you invest like that.
Like, our audience right now, how many percentage of people do you think have actual professional kids playing sports?
Like 1%.
Exactly. But a great majority of them have a good amount of money put into travel teams, specialization for this specific sport.
Well, the specialization is also a huge problem. And it's almost like people don't take the advice of the pros. And almost all of them tell you, I played other sports.
Look at the NFL quarterbacks. You can tell they played baseball.
All of them. Like, you can tell that Patrick Mahomes played baseball, even if you didn't know that he was Pat Mahomes' son. You can tell Lamar Jackson clearly did other stuff, and probably all of the stuff. Even guys like Aaron Donald. You know how many football players wish they were basketball players? Khalil Mack. He's one of these guys. He's out here doing yoga and playing basketball. But no. I got to get my kid on the radar of a Brett Bielema. So he's got to specialize. And then Brett Bielema is going to tell him he's bad at football. I want to talk about DePaul basketball next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Jeff Goodman tweeted out the Big East preseason men's basketball poll. As you know, I am graduate, 1997 graduate of DePaul University. I'm also a scholar practitioner there. Here's the top 10. Number one, Villanova. They got 10 first place votes. UConn got 1 first place vote. Xavier is third, St. John's fourth, Seton Hall fifth, Butler is sixth, Providence is seventh, Creighton is eighth, Marquette is ninth, Georgetown is 10th, and DePaul is 11th. There are only 11 teams in the conference. Now look, this is the first time where I've actually felt detached from a DePaul basketball team. I don't really know this coach. I don't really know the roster of players. All I know is the pain that I feel as a DePaul basketball fan. It would be nice if they were competitive. I don't have any lofty expectations. I don't expect DePaul to win the Big East. I don't expect them to be an NIT team, although that really should be the bar. Like, it should be the lowest expectation that you get invited to the NIT. But it would just be nice. It's so great. I'm so happy that I went to Alabama because now I at least have that. Like, I've got the highest high and the lowest low in my basketball and football. Now, if DePaul would just bring back football, undefeated since 1939, can we just be competitive? I'm hoping so. And I'm sure every other DePaul fan is right there with me. I know the women are going to be good because they're always good. I'll talk with Parkinson Spiegel next here on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.